Tomorrow will mark 8 months since Kauai residents suffered millions of dollars in flood damage. Our Ku'uwei Hiraishi is on the garden aisle this morning and joins us with an update on the recovery. Hi there.
Yeah. Aloha, Catherine. So, I am in Hanalei right now. This is as far as you can go on the road up to the North Shore. But right now I am in the portion of Hanalei Bay where you've seen those homes. Folks have been following the flooding and damage. The homes that are still sort of haven't been removed. They're damaged and people can pass by and see them, but they're on a portion of the bay that's currently closed to local traffic only. On the other hand, I can see the pier from here and also the beach, and it's packed. It's packed with tourists, packed with locals. There's a lot of people here, and folks here are saying it's because of that overflow from having the rest of the road closed up north to Haena and KA beaches.
Oh, interesting.
It is. I got to speak with Joel Guy. He's the president of the Haena and the Hanalei Community Association about what's beyond. So at the end of Hanalei Bay, right before Waioli Bridge, there's also, that's where the road is closed. And no one, except for those who live in Haena, Wainiha, all the way out to the North Shore, only local traffic can go beyond those barriers. So I haven't had my chance yet to get beyond that. I will later today. But I did talk to a Joel Guy to get an idea of what it looks like. Beyond that, here's what he had to say.
Much destruction still there. And the road itself is actually, the infrastructure has been so pounded over the years. I think just from humans, I think we all notice that there's been a huge impact to the visitor industry out there. And I don't think that's unique to just that area. We know that other areas of the island feel this effect. In that area, the road was already so fragile, and it was already getting thousands and thousands of cars every single day out there. So the flood allowed us to, it busted up all the hillside. There's miles where you couldn't get to. And now you can do one lane. They do have one lane available, and they convoy cars in and out every day at a certain time. And so that system in itself is, a mental stressor on humans out there.
Yeah, so that convoy system is what a lot of residents that currently live in Haena and Wainiha, but work in town or on this side of the road closures, that's what they experience on a daily basis. And this convoy schedule, from what I've heard, is sometimes hard to adapt to. They've got to cut appointments short. They've got to try to get their kids out of school really quickly or cut those meetings short so that they can make the convoy, because if not, they are stuck on the other side of the road closure.
Wow, sounds like they really have to have a lot of patience.
They have, and like you said, it has been a little bit stressful for folks who are doing that commute, but it's been going on for, the initial idea was to have it just happen for 6 months to allow for this sort of transitional period for folks to get their homes together, and then they would open up the roads again. But road repairs have taken a little longer. They're still working on them. Last update from Hawaii State Department of Transportation was that early next year would be the target date for reopening the road, just one lane, but opening it up to the public. And so I wanted to get a sense from the folks like Guy about how they feel about reopening this road to the public. And so this is what he had to say.
Yeah, that seems to be the moving target that we've all been trying to deal with, is how do we, when will the road open? And then once it's open, what does that new normal look like, right? Is there any way we can put a system in place that allows the majority of visitors to be brought out there via shuttles? And you could bring them to, the economic engines out there. Opakapaka is a business hub. The two lifeguarded beaches out there, that we have infrastructure, we have bathrooms and lifeguards. And really create a, treasure that area. And really make sure that we care for the people, that we bring them out there safely, and we bring them to places that are cared for, that they'll be cared for. We don't let them just, people just running all over and thrashing all that area. There's just way too many people. And like I said, I don't think it's unique to there. I think we feel these effects around the state.
Yeah, so thousands. The last, I think a community group had done a count of how many cars go in and out of Haena and KA Beach or right at the end of the road. And it was something like 3,500 a day, rough estimate. And so in the community trying to figure out what that number should be, an initial state park plan for Haena, a master plan, put the number at 900. So they were saying, you know, we're willing to, we think that the natural resources and the roads and the infrastructure out here could handle as many as 900. Let's try that. And so this idea of a shuttle service, which Guy's group, actually, he ended up out of this recovery effort, was able to start a nonprofit called the Hanalei Initiative and garner up some money from Kauai County, who he said has been very supportive of recovery efforts that the community wants. Specifically, got about $1 million to start a short-term shuttle service that'll take folks from Pinchville out to Haena, and it's going to start actually launch this Thursday.
Right. I know that there was a concern about over-tourism, and, you know, if anything, the closure of the roads has really given probably that natural resource area a chance to kind of breathe and heal.
Definitely. The natural resources, and I think also the people, seem to be a lot more, you know, the residents out there aren't as frazzled by over-tourism right now. But Guy had one last thing to say about what you just mentioned, Catherine, that idea of getting this restart, getting this sort of clean swipe of having no tourism out there and figuring out how to move forward. This is what Guy had to say.
You know, it was so many people prior to the flood, and you couldn't have dreamed for a better scenario as far as trying to, you know, get your hands around this challenge of over impact of the visitors, right? It's impossible to go from that number down to 900, but if you're going from zero up to 900, that's a much easier thing to attain, and we get much more support from HDOT, state parks, county, and the community. We all kind of get on the same page and say, look, that was too many. Now we have zero. We can come up to an amount that is actually comfortable for everybody.
Really interesting.
Yep. Yeah, I'm gonna hope to talk to more folks out there that are on the other side of this road closure today, which should be interesting to kind of see what everything looks like on the other side. And we'll hopefully have that report back up this week.
All right. Can't wait for the stories. Thanks, Kuvehi.
All right. Mahalo, Catherine. Aloha.
That was HPR's Kuvehi Hiraishi checking in with Kauai residents on the flood recovery. For her stories, go to hawaiipublicradio.org.